you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
On today's program, we explore one of the most basic yet most vital aspects of any professional's marketing strategy. We're talking about the business card. After extensive search across the internet, we bring you some of the best strategies for using this small piece of paper to reap maximum exposure for your company. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. The business card has been around for decades and will likely never become obsolete because of the tremendous value it provides within its small packaging. The concept is quite simple. Provide potential customers with a quick, tangible reference to ensure they think of you when they need goods or services. The tangible part is especially important because people are inundated with information from a variety of sources every day, and having a physical reminder of you increases the likelihood that a potential customer will remember you when it counts. That said, it then becomes very important to have a memorable business card to give to clients. Here are some strategies. Tip number one, consider using pictures. As the saying goes, a picture is worth a thousand words, so when putting together your business card, it is always wise to use an image that will stick in the minds of your customers instead of many words. The image should be something that represents a product or service or a benefit that your company offers. It might also be a good idea to add a picture of yourself to the card to help contacts place a face to the name. Adding this kind of personal touch may be the thing that gets your card remembered the next time a potential client needs your kind of service. Tip number two, consider a tactile effect. In the same way that a card with a memorable image may help you to stand out, the same applies for a card with a tactile effect. Used in a way that actually references your business, a tactile effect adds an extra layer of professional appeal to your card. For example, designing a card which feels like a tire will seem extra meaningful coming from a representative of a tire company. Find something that ties into your business and create a tactile card to help you stand out from the rest. Tip number three, give your card a visual effect. Who says a card always has to be rectangular with plain basic text? Your card could be shaped like a sunflower, a pair of glasses, a handshake, the sky is the limit. The more unusual, the better, as these are guaranteed to make your card more memorable. If you're not interested in going too far out of the box, you can still keep the rectangular shape, but play with the design. You can explore different design styles, such as making your card look like a credit card, or a popular label, or anything that interests you. Tip number four, make sure it's printed on quality paper. You never get a second chance at a first impression, and your business card may very well be the first opportunity customers have to interact with your business. With that in mind, it's essential that your card clearly represents professionalism and quality, so it's in your best interest to have them printed on quality, durable paper. Tip number five, make a multi-purpose card. A card that has more than one purpose will give customers an added incentive to keep them. A good way to make that happen is to indicate on it that it can give customers discounts or special offers upon presentation when they visit your business. It could also provide directions to your business or offers from other businesses associated with yours. Any way you take it, a multi-purpose card has many advantages. Tip number six, cover your bases. You don't want to spend a lot of time and energy designing an interesting business card only to find out that you have to scrap the entire project because your information is incorrect. Make sure you spend the time to double-check your name, title, phone numbers, email addresses, and the address of your business. The last thing you want is to give your card to someone, then miss an opportunity because your information is incorrect. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.